Support for this KQED podcast comes from Bay Meadows, an urban village in San Mateo. Fitness and movies in the park, Caltrain, artisan eateries, fun for the kids, all just a hop from your front door. Homes now selling and leasing, baymeadows.com.
What happens when your mother tells you this?
I don't care what you guys do in your life, as long as you're not a drug addict, a criminal, or a homosexual.
It's Stories from the Leap, a new podcast from KQED, launching October 6th.
For years, the blue whale was considered the largest living organism on the planet at more than 100 tons. But if sheer weight is the standard, the General Sherman Sequoia in Sequoia National Park registers an amazing 4.5 million pounds. But 2 decades ago, researchers announced they had found the largest living thing, at least in area, and claimed it weighed much more than a blue whale. It was a mushroom of all things, and it covered 38 acres in northern Illinois. What we refer to as a mushroom is actually just the fruiting body. The real mushroom are the underground white mycelial threads which pervade the soil. The media dubbed it the humongous fungus. Then some other scientists said, oh yeah, we got a bigger fungus. This one in Washington State, which covered 1,500 acres. And the my fungus is bigger than your fungus contest escalated when another huge clonal group was discovered in Oregon. But it turns out that fungi are lightweights in the size versus poundage debate over what constitutes the largest living organism. Scientists in Utah have been researching a huge colony of quaking aspen trees in the Wasatch Mountains. This colony covers only 106 acres, but sports 47,000 individual trunks arising out of one single organism. Essentially, every apparently separate aspen tree is connected underground by a common root system. In other words, it's one huge genetically identical clone. They've named this tree Pondo, which is Latin for I spread, and it weighs in at least 13 million pounds, dwarfing the General Sherman and outclassing the punchless fungi. I was just up on the east side of the Sierra amid the changing autumn colors, and if you observe a hillside full of aspen trees, you too can easily see the clonal groups. With the exact soil exposure and rainfall, some aspen leaves are slightly different colors than other groups. This makes it very easy to distinguish the various clones. As for their weight, well, that you'll just have to guess. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.